Welcome to another episode of Academy Days. I'm your host and author, Judith. Welcome back to the story. Academy Days, Episode 65, Something New. Carmen Oliver picked at the tassels of a pillow as Hope Sawyer continued to peruse her midterm grades. How long could the woman stare at a single page of class names and percentages? Mrs. Sawyer sank back against the pillows on her daybed and looked towards the towering pine trees visible through the sun porch windows. She readjusted her position and grimaced. In pain, or over Carmen's grades? I know my averages aren't very impressive, Carmen said, but I still have enough time to pull them up before the end of the semester, maybe now that I've adjusted to campus life. Mrs. Sawyer folded the page in half, slowly running her fingers over the center crease, once, then again, in a precise, careful motion. She tapped the report against the palm of her hand. I'm very involved in several groups, though, Carmen said. A debate club, a ministry team, and a literary society. Mrs. Sawyer remained silent. I even work in the tutoring lab, Carmen said. Mrs. Sawyer's eyebrows went up as she finally looked straight at Carmen. Indeed, you're a tutor. Heat prickled up Carmen's neck. Well, I help students taking pre-college English and math courses. Mrs. Sawyer nodded. Yes, your own pre-college academics were quite impressive, as I recall. Yeah. Carmen stared at the floor. I'm sorry. For what? Mrs. Sawyer asked. I think your high school academics are something to be proud of. Ouch. So, Mrs. Sawyer was looking for a direct apology and a direct explanation. Carmen composed, rearranged, and rearranged again the words to explain the last 2.5 months of her freshman year. But what did Mrs. Sawyer understand about campus life? What did she know about demanding syllabi? She probably never even completed high school. A jolt of guilt stabbed Carmen's heart. No. Hope Sawyer had worked long, underpaid hours in a sewing factory. She'd lived in a cold boarding house with her two sisters. She'd tried to escape poverty through marriage, and she'd paid a high price for her unwise decision. Carmen slowly lifted her head and met the gaze of an old woman who'd become strong by admitting her mistakes, by learning from them. I got distracted, Carmen said. I've met so many new friends who share my interests, and I'm discovering new things all the time. I have friends who want to talk about books, theology, and politics, and I just drank it in. I didn't realize how thirsty I was for that kind of community. Carmen licked her lips. So, I guess going off to a corner of the library all by myself to read my History of Civilization textbook or to work on a group project for freshman speech with classmates who could care less about our topic just seemed mundane, you know? I would think that an active mind like yours could draw all kinds of conclusions from studying the history of the world. And as for those disinterested classmates, I know you have the power to draw them in. Mrs. Sawyer laid the grade report on her side table. There comes a time in our lives, Carmen, where our high ideals have to land on solid ground. I don't know what kind of fascinating discussions and group outings you're having with your friends, but black ink on white paper probably looks fairly dull in comparison. But at some point, you'll have to put your philosophical wanderings down in plain old English. Perhaps they'll look less attractive, less innovative and original, but in time, you'll find a way to make substance beautiful. Great, Mrs. Sawyer now thought Carmen was a flaky nerd. I'll try to do better, Carmen mumbled. I'm sorry for wasting your money. Mrs. Sawyer fluffed up the down comforter covering her legs. I seem to have rained on your parade, which is not my intention, Carmen. Just think about what I've said. Carmen nodded. Okay. Would it be all right to leave now? She needed to go somewhere alone to lick her wounds. Mrs. Sawyer smiled. Your mother tells me that you've been wheelchair-free most of the semester. I'm so glad. She waved a hand. Now, enjoy the rest of your break. I'll see you at Sunday dinner. I think Edie, housekeeper extraordinaire, is planning some of your favorites as a send-off. That will be nice, Carmen said, standing. See you then. Goodbye, dear, Mrs. Sawyer said, leaning back and closing her eyes. Carmen trudged to the elevator and punched the button for the third-floor apartment. At least that was over. Funny. She'd felt so adult last week, returning to campus from a leadership conference. Now, she might as well be a freshman in high school again. On the third floor, she changed clothes and gathered up her bag. Where are you off to? Mom asked, hanging up a business call and shutting her laptop. The winters. Lacey is throwing a last bonfire party. Carmen blew out a breath of air. I wish I had a good excuse not to go. Mom cocked her head. How come? Carmen shrugged. I don't know. I just feel out of it. You haven't even been away for 3 months, Carmen, Mom said. I know. It's like my world is suddenly bigger, though. Mom laughed, and we plebeian country folk are just worried about getting a last cone from the igloo before it shuts for the season. I sound like a snob? You sound like a young lady who isn't sure how to connect the old with the new. Mom got up and gave Carmen a hug. Just remember, when you laugh at the old inside jokes tonight or goof around like you did in the good old days, you won't be betraying that girl inside who is relishing and delighting in so much change. A bit later, Carmen took a deep breath and rang the Winters' doorbell. She looked over her shoulder towards Ira's car parked in the driveway. Why was he home? And why hadn't Lacey told Carmen Ira was home? All Lacey had said was that this was a last cookout before the weather turned too cold. Nora, Sophie, Winston, and some others were supposed to be here tonight, but Lacey had said nothing about Ira. Well, she'd just keep her distance. She'd be polite, but not too friendly. Maybe she wouldn't have to say anything to him at all. The door swung open, and there he stood, a startled expression on his face. Nobody said you were coming, he said. Carmen pressed her lips together. I'm sorry, that sounded... I just didn't expect to see you. He swung the door open wider. Come on in. Everybody is out back. Carmen stepped into the foyer. She scrunched the handles of a grocery bag around her fingers. Midterm break, she said. Ira nodded. I see. I just came home for the weekend. He looked down at the bag. Chips, I can take them. Carmen handed the snacks over. Why was it sort of hard to breathe all of the sudden? I might need to leave early, she blurted. I'm filling in for the first and second grade Sunday school teacher tomorrow morning. Oh, that's good. Ira's eyes widened. I mean that you're filling in for Sunday school. You'll do great. You think like a kid. He gulped and took a step back. I mean, you know how kids think. I mean... A giggle welled up in Carmen's throat, and she swallowed it down. No, laughing would reestablish camaraderie between them. Keeping this awkward wall in place was best. Then her decision to break off the relationship couldn't be questioned. Thanks, she said, and walked past him into the kitchen. She opened a pantry door and pulled out the large blue bowl the Winters always used for chips at parties. She turned to set it on the counter and met Ira's eyes. The action had been so natural. After all, she and her mom had lived in the Winters' basement for several months last year, and besides, She'd been over so many times she could find most anything in the house, from the stock of paper towel in the hall closet to bug repellent in the bathroom cabinet. Coming to the Winter's house was like coming home. Ira opened the bags of chips and dumped them into the bowl. Carmen ripped the seal off a container of dip and found a spoon in a drawer before following Ira outside, the silence between them full of unspoken questions and replies she was sure he could hear just as loudly and clearly as she could. Carmen! Lacey swirled towards her, wearing a long peasant skirt that swayed above her bare feet. You're the last to arrive. Now we can eat. She grabbed a chip from the bowl as Ira passed by. This almost feels like old times, doesn't it? She said, following into step beside Carmen. Sometimes I miss last year so much. Did you know they discontinued the mentor groups? I'm kind of sad about it, but also a little relieved. No one could replace you or London, she sighed. If London were here, things really would feel normal again. Carmen blinked. Sometimes she forgot London wasn't in Easton anymore. At college, it was easy to think of home just going on as usual. She looked from familiar face to familiar face, and a wash of love spread through her chest. They shared so many memories, so many moments. Her eyes landed on Ira last. She lifted her chin, but sometimes growing up meant leaving old things behind. Suddenly, somebody gasped, and everybody around the bonfire was staring towards Carmen and Lacey. No, they were staring behind them, at the porch. Carmen turned just as Lacey squealed like a guinea pig on caffeine. London stood grinning at them from the top step of the porch. Hugs and laughter filled the next few minutes. Even Nora ran over from the grill to throw her arms around London. Nora, who used to guard her smiles and laughter like a Swiss bank. When everybody finally settled around the bonfire with plates of food, Carmen realized that, for a few minutes, she'd stopped trying to parse and analyze her every little feeling. She lifted a loaded hot dog to her mouth. Mom was right, as usual. Okay, for the rest of the evening, she intended to simply enjoy herself. Tomorrow was another day to figure out the complicated things of life. I wanted to surprise you all one by one, London said, so I came here first, but nobody answered the door, but I could hear people back here. She held a full plate of food on her lap, but she couldn't seem to stop looking from face to face. But where have you been? Lacey blurted. London's smile froze a little, and she poked a fork into her potato salad. Well, my family had to go on an unexpected trip. Unfortunately, I was unable to communicate with you all while we were gone. Like on a missions trip or something? Lacey asked. To the jungles of Africa or somewhere? Sorry, Lace, I can't give too many details about it yet, but soon, I think. It'll probably blow your mind if that helps your curiosity any. Lacey's eyes looked like questions were going into wild orbit in her brain. She jounced around in her seat. But you couldn't even send a letter? London shook her head. No. Lacey leaned forward. Then Wendy Wells was wrong. She suspected you were all sent to jail, but even people in jail can send letters. London burst out laughing. I knew Wendy would cook up some wild explanation. Lacey bit her lip. Oh, sorry. I guess that wasn't exactly helpful information. It's okay. I don't take Wendy's theories personally. London settled her drink into the cup holder of her chair. But tell me about you guys. What have you all been up to? Carmen sat back and listened to an account of Nora and Lacey spying on London's house, of a mystery it turned the page, and then to Nora's quiet testimony of giving her heart to Jesus in the Schroeder Bakery. Nostalgia for all the hometown memories welled up in Carmen's heart, and yet nothing in her really wanted to go back. What she'd told Hope Sawyer was true. There was a new kind of camaraderie in her life now, not one born of place, but of ideas, interests, and the newness of being on one's own. Nevertheless, The hours drifted by as she laughed and talked with her Easton crowd, and despite what she'd told Ira, she couldn't seem to pull herself away until one by one her friends called it a night and went home. Then, somehow it was just her and Ira sitting across the fire from each other. "So how are classes going?" Ira asked. Carmen sighed. "I showed Mrs. Sawyer my midterm grades today. They're pretty lousy." Ira poked at the fire with a long stick. "I didn't know you knew how to get bad grades." "College teaches you all kinds of things, apparently," Carmen said. Ira grunted and turned a log over with a shower of sparks. Embers sizzled and popped. Carmen squirmed. "How about you?"
"I'm passing. I was a little distracted for a while, but I think I'm coming out of the slump."
Ira flicked a bug off his shirt sleeve.
"Oh, really?"
Carmen stood up, one of the throw blankets still around her shoulders. "I guess I should go home. I need to print out things for tomorrow. Coloring pages, you know." She started to fold up the lawn chair.
"Just leave it. I'll get it," Ira said. He stared into the fire.
"Okay." Carmen dropped the blanket onto the chair. She tossed her empty cup into the trash bin next to the drink cooler, then picked up a grass-speckled plate, a broken fork, and a trampled marshmallow. One by one, she threw each piece of trash away. She turned in a slow semicircle, scanning for any more debris.
"Well,"
she took a meandering step towards the house.
"See you at church, maybe?"
"Yeah, probably," he said. He stood up. "Careful going home."
"Thanks."
Carmen took 5 steps towards the side of the house.
"You want your leftover chips?" Ira asked.
"Oh." Carmen turned, looking towards the empty food table. "Oh, I think we must have eaten them." Ira nodded.
"Yeah, I think I did, actually."
Carmen smiled. "They didn't have a chance with you and Winston around." She turned away again. This time she didn't stop to pick up a ripped napkin, and he didn't call her back for the dip that Lacey had put away in the fridge hours ago. She went around the house, climbed into Mom's car, and turned the key. She drove towards home. Look how mature she and Ira had been. He hadn't badgered her for explanations or to reconsider. She hadn't been misleading and flirtatious. Yeah, they were doing this adult thing good. Being examples to Lacey and London and Nora and the rest. Drama-free zone here. So why did this confused, achy feeling seem so familiar? Hadn't she grown out of that, too? The decision to break it off with Ira had been right, hadn't it? Her semester had started to unravel. She'd had to let something go. Besides, there was so much new in front of her. Ira was great, but maybe it was okay to step apart and see if maybe they weren't so perfect for each other after all. Carmen sped up Villette Hill. Monday, she'd head back to campus and try to pick up the pieces of her semester, and then on to more new and exciting things. Thank you for listening to another episode of Academy Days. Episode 65 is the last episode in Season 3, but don't worry, God willing, there will be a Season 4. So please stay subscribed. Take the time to re-listen to old episodes, maybe share the show with a friend, leave a review or at least a star rating, and sign up for my newsletter. Don't worry, I don't send it out very often, so if you're worried about your inbox getting cluttered, it won't be my fault. But there will be a code in the newsletter that will give you access to bonus episodes. Currently, there's only 2, but I am going to record a 3rd bonus episode soon. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.